Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard. Welcome to a sports weekend and a football Friday into a salacious Saturday and a succulent Sunday. Marty Turrell along the way here on Sports Byline broadcast. Across the country and around the globe, we're on iHeart TuneIn, Simple Radio, Your Tuner. Get that app. Check that app out. Go to Your Tuner, T-U-N-E-R, and hit on Sports Byline. My God, crystal clear. My God, no skips, no nothing. Not that iHeart and the others aren't great. Tune in as well. Around the globe on the American Forces Radio. The effervescent and a true mensch, Daniel Ogden, produces the program. He just got finished with the soccer guys on First Touch. Did a great job there. He'll join us in the middle. We'll do a sandwich. We'll do an Ogden sandwich. One piece of bread at the beginning, Zaid Hussein. The other piece of bread on the back end will be Giovanna Scroggins in between. We got our man, Daniel Ogden. Lots to get to. Football Friday, Saturday, college. I mean, listen, roadshow, Madison, Wisconsin, Camp Randall, 11 o'clock Central, 12 noon, Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt, Fox, and we're all over it. And then you got LSU, South Carolina. We just have a boatload of big games. We really and truly do, and we'll go through some of those. But, yeah, Zaid will join us. He will be in Madison. He's all pumped up, staying at a luxurious hotel, which only you'll get from Sports Overnight America. We're not putting him in any of this. We'll leave the light on for you, Tom Baudette. Not happening. Zaid and the whole crew as we roadshow it in Madison, Wisconsin. All right, Tiger Woods, more surgery. Says he's going to try to come back and play golf. My God, Tiger, just off into the sunset. And Tua Tagovailoa, I can't even say his name. I really can't. I can't spell it, and I can't say it, so I call him Tua. Fifth concussion last night. Bills throttle Miami 31-10. Listen, this is a no-brainer, and I shouldn't say it that way because he's been concussed five times. You don't want to get the brain involved. Don't even give it a second thought. Walk away, all right? Tua, it wasn't meant to be. Was not meant to be. You want your faculties. You want to enter into your post-playing days, you know, with your wife and your kids and you're lucid and you have a good life. Forget it. Football wasn't meant for Tua. It just wasn't. For some reason, there's guys that are injury-prone, vulnerable, especially quarterbacks. One's bad enough. Two, oh, my God. Three strikes, you're out. Four, unconscionable. A fifth concussion. Come on now. Glassy-eyed, carried off the field. Please. In the NFL, you know what? Please, don't let this guy play again. He should be barred from the league. Billion-dollar lawsuits. We've had many suicides with this situation. No. Sorry. He's not allowed. Tua, retire. All right, we'll get it going. Zaid Hussein, we'll get his opinions on things. Coming up here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports. It is Sports Weekend on a Football Friday, a salacious Saturday, and a succulent Sunday as well. I love it. I really do. College football, pro football. We got some Formula One. Daniel is a good guy. He's all upset about the cat talk, eating cats and pets in Ohio, Springfield, Ohio. You know, isn't Springfield, Ohio, though, isn't that the community in one of the TV programs? I know we got Zeta on the line. Daniel, jump on here. Springfield, Ohio.
Is that, isn't that The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Is it? Simpsons. I don't even know. That's a guess.
Or South Park, isn't it?
No, South Park is South Park, Colorado. So.
Oh, that's right. So, no, it's The Simpsons, Springfield, Ohio. Now, you go to a restaurant there on a Friday night and you leave. If you don't eat all your food, you can't ask for a doggy bag. You got to ask for a kitty bag. Because, I mean, and what did you say? Someone showed a cat in a bag and said, that's DoorDash in Ohio.
Yes, yes. It does say, it says Springfield, Illinois, though, for
Simpsons, does it?
Just so you know.
All right. Well, good job. But now the cat jokes are just, Jen Rich, her husband, Jeff Rich. I love them. Those two nut birds on Monday and Tuesday nights. That is side-splitting humor sometimes. You guys are crazy. All right, he's on his way to Madison, Wisconsin. He's our guy, Zaid Hussain. Zaid, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. Excited for this game coming up here between Alabama and Wisconsin. Huge, huge matchup down in Madison, Wisconsin. And can't wait to break that down as well as the Bears.
Give me a quick hit. I know you've done your prep. Let me hear. My opinion is this. Van Dyke has played very, very well. They don't have an answer for Milroe. And every time I've gone to an Alabama game, including when they blew out Notre Dame down in Miami about a decade, 10, 12 years ago, it was pathetic. Or maybe it was 2011. But it was just a disgrace. And you know what the thing that jumps off the page? When you watch Alabama, not only is it size, athleticism, it's sheer speed. And I just think speed kills, and I think Alabama has a chance, even though it's on the road at Camp Randall, jump around my rear end. I think Alabama could win this by 20 and go on away. Give me your thoughts. Alabama, Wisconsin, Camp Randall, a sea of red tomorrow. Wisconsin red, Alabama red. Let me hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at this Wisconsin team, you know, and you look at Van Dyke, you know, Tyler Van Dyke has limited his, you know, they haven't had any turnovers. No interceptions here. I think overall, when you look at this team, that's something you're going to need to have. You're at home. You've got your hometown crowd around you, and they're getting 16.5 points on the spread. You know, that's over 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, they're anticipating a blowout, but I think this is a Wisconsin team that can limit turnovers, you know, shorten the game a little bit, keep everything in front of them, and try to take away the speed by, you know, playing with those 2 safeties deep and limit the big plays for Alabama. I think they can stay within striking distance. I think they probably lose by 10 to 12 points and maybe get a cover here at 16.5 dogs. You got to remember, last season they played Ohio State and they covered in that game as well. So against big teams, they seem to play mistake-free football. And while they still lose, obviously, they still play well.
I think that's a great analysis. They don't make mistakes. It's just if you have to play catch-up against Alabama, I'm sorry. It is absolutely Wisconsin better get the lead and then play some ball control. You got to play keep away. You just absolutely have to play keep away. All right, let's get to the NFL because we can spend a whole bunch on Saturday night breaking down the college after the games have been played. But, man, oh, man, Zaid, I mean, you go from a great college game on Saturday and then you and I look at Bears-Texans. I can't wait for that game. Obviously, Caleb Williams is going to look across the field and see the guy who lit up the NFL in his rookie season. C.J. Stroud has set the bar for all rookie quarterbacks heretofore. There's no arguing that point. What a game. And I think Caleb Williams and the Bears are going to have a nice bounce in their step. I think that sluggish start against Tennessee serves as a huge wake-up call. If I could only see one this weekend, this is the game I want to see. Bears and Texans, give me your take.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Bears, you better hope that offense starts clicking because if they don't, this is not Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. This is a C.J. Stroud-led offense that has weapons all over the field with Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon rushing, I think, around over 20 times with over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns. You know, this is an offense that's dangerous and can beat you everywhere they want. So I think, you know, you have to come out. You have to put a point on the board. This is not the Tennessee Titans. And if the Bears offense doesn't show up, they're going to be in trouble very early.
Give me a scenario where the Bears win this game. Give me one where the Texans win it. Ebb and flow of the contest.
So,
let me hear.
So I think in order for the Bears to win this game, they must play mistake-free football. They still have a good enough defense to keep them in games. But Caleb Williams has to be able to bring the ball down the field. You know, we saw them not being able to convert short situations of 4th-and-2 and 4th-and-3. They have to execute, and they have to execute especially in the red zone, not settling for 3. Being able to bring the ball down the field, show off your accuracy and your power to be able to throw the ball, gains of 20 yards, gains of 15-plus yards. You know, not short checkdowns that we saw and handoffs for minimal gains. They need to be attacking this defense down the field, and that's the way that they're successful. Now, when you look on the flip side for the Texans, you know, it's all about C.J. Stroud and that whole team just clicking on offense. If they clicked the way they clicked last week and they scored 30 points, I really find it hard to believe that the Chicago Bears, who didn't score an offensive touchdown last week, are going to be able to, you know, score 25-plus points to keep up with the Houston Texans.
All right, let's stay in your wheelhouse, NFC North. Colts visiting Green Bay. They're playing games up in Green Bay. I don't think Jordan Love can play, but they've dangled it out there. Now I've heard is lately a game time decision. Then they said earlier this week Malik Willis is going to play. I don't even think the guy's an NFL caliber quarterback, but maybe he surprises, shocks the world. Green Bay's playing games, so the Colts will have to prepare for both quarterbacks. Maybe Love, you know, maybe Superman, he comes out of the phone booth with his... Nobody has a phone booth anymore. What am I talking about? But Love, my point is, there's no Love. This is going to be a tight spot. Green Bay Colts, give me a take on that game.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Colts, this is a very interesting game for them because they're going into this game expected to win. You know, there's pressure on them to perform and to win in this game, obviously with Malik Willis starting at quarterback. But you got to remember that this is a Colts defense that just got absolutely shredded by the Texans. You know, Joe Mixon had a field day on them. Now you look at Aaron Jones in Green Bay, who have a ton of success running the ball. I think Willis is capable enough to, you know, run the offense without making many mistakes and getting that run game going. This is a Green Bay Packers team that, remember, is going to be at home this weekend in Lambeau. I think the Packers are going to win this game outright, and they're coming into this game as underdogs. Wow. And that's my bold prediction for this weekend. The Green Bay Packers do enough to hold on and win.
Who's going to quarterback the Packers then? You tell me.
You know, I think they just keep it short and simple. I think you run it with Aaron Jones. I think you run a lot of check down plays. They got very talented wide receivers surrounding them. All these younger guys. You got Reed. You got Christian Watson. You know, you got Romeo Dobbs. You got so many weapons on this team. And I think that they're going to be able to take advantage and do very well here.
Okay, but you think it'll be Love or you think it'll be Malik Willis?
I think it's going to be Willis. I think Love sits at least 2 weeks. I think we'll see him back in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think he's a decoy. They're playing games with the injured list. All right, here's where I want to go, and I'm telling you, Detroit, if you can't like and appreciate, not you, anybody, if you can't like, respect, and enjoy the Detroit Lions, then, you know, try to fog up a mirror and see if you're still alive or check your pulse. Campbell drives me nuts. He cost him last year with the riverboat gambling. That's a turnkey offense. They're great. Now here comes Tampa. It's a playoff game rematch. Tampa's got three starters out. But Detroit is just absolutely a turnkey offense. I don't know who to compare them with. They remind me of some of the great Patriot teams. Lions, Bucks in the Motor City. Give me a take on that game before we say goodnight. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think when you look at this game, you know, the Lions are favored by a touchdown, and I think it's rightfully so. At home, making their season debut at home with Jared Goff leading the team, you know, Gibbs looked really well. Montgomery looked really well. I think that they continue to attack offensively. I'm looking at this game being a high-scoring game. I thought Tampa looked great. Their wide receivers were awesome. They were clicking on all cylinders last week, and this is a game both teams 1-0. I think Tampa Bay is coming into this game a little bit underrated. It's going to be closer than expected. I expect a tight-knit game, and I expect the Detroit Lions to maybe pull out a last-second, you know, field goal type of victory here. But I think Tampa Bay covers with the 7 points.
Zaid, you're the man. We love having you on the network. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's do some jumping around up in Madison, Wisconsin, Camp Randall, as Bama rolls in, number 4 in the country. And here comes Wisconsin playing really clean football, but may get their clocks cleaned tomorrow afternoon. Great job, Zaid. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Marty. Take care.
All right, you got it. Zaid Hussein, Chicago, and he is Madison bound for the big one. And that'll be the noon East kick on Fox. All right, Daniel Ogden rolls along. Yeah, more cat jokes, I'm sure. And then we've got Giovanna Scroggins. She's down in Dallas-Fort Worth. She'll join us as well. Here on a Football Friday, it's Sports Overnight America, and I'm Marty Terrell here. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Football Friday, rolling into a salacious Saturday and a succulent Sunday here. Marty Terrell, our producer and contributor, is Mr. Dan Ogden. We'll do a little, maybe if time allows, we'll do a little Formula One over in, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, in the desert. Bajor Baidan, where are they contesting it this year?
Azerbaijan. Just call it Baku. That's the name of the course.
Baku's the name of the track. Say it again.
Azerbaijan.
I'll tell you what is Azerbaijan is your and my Jacksonville Jags. Oh my God! Come on, really? You get that kind of performance out of Tank Bigsby? I mean, Lawrence wasn't great, but he was serviceable. You got a nice stable of receivers there. Come on now. Davis, Thomas, Kirk, Etienne, a couple catches out of the backfield. They go for, 117 on the ground combined. How do you lose that game? One big play, 80-yard play by a guy who was in handcuffs before the game? Come on now. Explain that disaster.
Yeah, well, they were up 10 points. I believe it was 17-7.
It was.
Drove right down the field. It was like towards the end of the third quarter. And Etienne looked like he had broken loose and was about to go into the end zone to go up 17. Jalen Phillips punches the ball out at the 4-yard line. They recover it. Yeah. Next play, 80-yard pass to Tyreek Hill. And at that point, I was like, yeah, they're going to lose. And I'll also just say, going for it on your own 30, up 3 in like the middle of the fourth quarter, might have been the dumbest thing I've ever seen Doug Peterson do.
What was he thinking?
I have no idea.
What was he thinking?
Literally, like, it was – I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand. Like, and the other thing was, I think it was, like, in the last two or three drives, Lawrence only threw the ball twice. And in the first half, he looked great. They couldn't cover Thomas. I don't know. It was a very bizarre showing.
Well, here comes Cleveland now, and Cleveland's coming in with a chip on their shoulder. The good news is bad news, and that's all Deshaun Watson's had all week in the last 2 weeks. His father died. His best friend died. He gets sued again. The league's opened up yet another investigation. I think he's getting a 4-game suspension. He's got so much static in his attic, meaning his head is mashuga. He's got scrambled eggs for brains. I mean, Jacksonville should absolutely take out whatever frustration carries over from last Sunday, and hopefully there's a big, big, big bag of it. They should blow Cleveland off the field. If they don't and should lose, now you got panic setting in there. I mean, you really and truly do. How do you think the Jags respond? And give me your take on what you think the Browns put up in that game. Let me hear.
So I think they'll win. I don't know that they'll necessarily just blow them out of the water, but I think they'll win. And honestly, that's a must-win game because their next two games after that is at Buffalo on Monday night and at Houston. So this is a must-win game. The other thing that really not great for the Jags moving forward is, you know, obviously we'll see what happens with Tua. But now all the other teams in the division play a Dolphins team that doesn't have a quarterback. So just bad news all around.
Yeah, it was just not a great start. It really wasn't. I mean, I like the team. I do. You know, Lawrence got the big contract, which, by the way, he deserves. But, yeah, and I agree with you. When you look at this schedule, in fact, if memory serves, their first six games are brutal. And they're playing overseas, too, this year, are they not?
Yeah, I think they play – I want to say they play those first four. Like I said, the next three are Cleveland, at Buffalo – at Houston, and then I think they play the two games in London, which I want to say is just off the top of my head. I know the Bears are one of them, and then the other game I think is Atlanta, but I'm not 100% sure of that.
As a Jacksonville fan, are you paranoid that they're being showcased to Europe as a place to potentially move the franchise? Because if I were like you, a diehard Jacksonville fan, I would almost tell you call the moving trucks and the moving planes, because I feel like they're going to be a franchise in the UK. I really believe that. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think that Khan also owns an EPL team, so he is very familiar with Europe. But they make, you know, the home game that they give up, they make a lot of more money on the ticket gates than they do at home. But, you know, in order to do that for a full season, I just don't see a franchise, you know, being somewhere else or outside of the country. The time zones I don't see how it works.
Well, you know, we're starting to play in Mexico. We're starting to play in Brazil. It's just weird. I don't know. It bothers me to no end. It's the National Football League. It's not the International Football League. Okay? That's why we have the European Premier League. It just drives me crazy. And I'm paranoid. I'm not a huge Jacksonville fan. I mean, I have some fun with you. But, I mean, if I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Jacksonville fan, I'm nervous. I'm not buying. I'm not putting money into season tickets there. I feel like Khan, the fact that he has an EPL franchise, makes it more conducive for him to ultimately say, you know what? Yeah, we'll head over there. They want to globalize the National Football League. That's what they want to do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, what else is in this crazy week, what else jumped off the page for you in week one? For me, the Patriots – I mean, going into Cincinnati and even staying close to me was a win, but to beat them outright, and now Cincinnati's got to face Kansas City. You want to talk about a team that's going to be reeling, because I think they're going to get absolutely, you know, slapped silly by the Chiefs. Huge problems for Cincinnati and New England. What the heck? They may pick off Seattle, and if they do, they're 2-0. I mean, this is crazy. What jumped off the page for you? Feel free to address the two that I just brought up.
Yeah, so the Bengals, that one sucked. Actually, cost me my Survivor pool pick, so that sucked. But I think what jumped off the page of me in terms of most games and most teams, especially the offenses just all looked really, really sloppy. And they all looked like they didn't play in the preseason. Almost every team, except for maybe, you know, the Niners. I think, you know, the Niners' offensive line just bullied New York around. And I do think it's a little interesting. I read that McCaffrey might go on. They might have to put him on IR.
That's where I was going next. The Niners head to Minnesota, and, you know, the Niners just absolutely toyed with the Jets, and that was another baseline disaster. Was Aaron Rodgers, who looked very old. McCaffrey, if he goes on IR, that means he sits out the first four. But I think it's actually addition by subtraction. Because it's a wear and tear and it's a long season. And I think McCaffrey, if he gets 14 games in this year or gets in 13 games, they're fine with it because the guy takes a lot of punishment. He's a running back, and he catches the ball out of the backfield, and he's not afraid to lower the boom to oncoming defenders. So I think the McCaffrey thing might be a good thing. I'm seeing it kind of through 49er colored glasses. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think I agree to an extent. I think the only caveat really is I don't think they care as long as he's ready for the playoffs, and that's really where they need him, and really where they, you know, I think all of this is just focused on what do we need to do to make sure that he is ready for the playoffs, because it was calf injury and then like Achilles tendonitis. Achilles tendonitis right. Does not sound good. It sounds like it could linger. And if I remember correctly, when he was in Carolina, he had a lot of injury issues, I feel like.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, like I said, he's a punishing runner. I think he's the most valuable player in the league. I mean, people that want Mahomes, McCaffrey, you have to pay attention to him. Excellent player. We only got a minute left. Boy, if I hear any more cat jokes, I mean, that debate on Tuesday night, just, and I'm not picking sides, but we had cats being eaten, dogs being eaten, people lying left and right, both of them. I mean, what a train wreck, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was just a disaster. But the cats and dogs definitely took the cake.
Well, I'd rather eat cake than a dog or a cat, so I'll take your word for it. Good job out of you, Daniel. You're the man. I love you. You know that. All right. She's coming up next. She's Giovanna Scroggin. She's going to weigh in from Dallas-Fort Worth. She does an outstanding job. She's up next here, presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling.
Hey, we are committed to feeling better and getting the show rolling along here with Giovanna Scroggins from Dallas, Fort Worth. We're inside the Cowboys. We're going to the world of sports. She's got her eye on the whole situation. She's one of our national contributors based in Big D in Dallas. Giovanna, Marty Terrell, welcome to Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. How are you, Giovanna?
I'm doing great. Another Friday. Excited for what the weekend has to offer in sports. So I'm living my best life.
Well, yeah, Dallas, is all pumped up. You know, they get that first one under their belt. They got the contract situations all worked out. Here come the New Orleans Saints, though, who hung 47 on the Carolina Panthers. But I'm not so sure you and I couldn't suit up and put 47 on the Panthers. They're that bad. But here comes Carr. Here comes Kamara. Here comes Jamal Williams, Taysom Hill. In fact, Williams and Hill are both out of BYU, the Cougars. But here come the Saints marching in. How are you seeing Dallas and New Orleans at first glance on Sunday? Let me hear.
Yeah, I'm excited for this matchup. It's the first one since 2021 when the Cowboys won 27-17 against the Saints. So, you know, a little bit of time has passed since we've played this team. The team does look a little bit different, but they have a lot of veterans, especially on the defensive side of the ball. One thing I found interesting, head coach Mike McCarthy for the Cowboys came out and said, I think the run game, we need to stop the run game, is where, you know, how we're going to beat the Saints. I agree with him, and I don't agree with him. I think the Saints have a very interesting offensive team with Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, Foster, all of those guys are out there on the field. So I think it's going to be really interesting just to see how they are going to contribute. But, you know, you also have AK. You've got to watch out for Alvin Kamara. He's a dual threat. So it's going to be interesting on the Dallas side of things. We have a really, really good defense, but a lot of our guys are younger. So it's going to be really interesting just to see how that matchup is going to go down. Derek Carr did look really good against the Panthers. But again, like you said, it was the Panthers. I can suit up and get in the backfield as running back and run some yards on the Panthers. So I'm not sure how he's going to look in that game. Also, Dak, underwhelming performance, didn't really need to do much against Deshaun Watson and his team last week. So it's going to be interesting, and I think this is going to be something that the Cowboys are going to be looking to do, obviously starting the second game off at home. And then no Jake Ferguson, which is kind of sad because he's on my fantasy, and I love Jake Ferguson.
There you go. Giovanna Scroggins. I want to get to the division, the NFC East, in a moment because there's two legit teams, and then there's two I think are going to be bottom feeders. The Giants are a mess, a real mess, and I got a theory on that. But I want to go back to Dallas and defense because you brought it up. We don't pay attention, but they've got some injuries. They're dinged up. They really are. But they kind of have a next man up mentality. What are your thoughts on this Dallas defense until they can get these injured players back? Let me hear.
I think when you have guys like Micah and D-Law on your defensive team, the next man up mentality is expected because those guys are absolute dogs when they hit the field and they're so dominant in their performance. So I think that's what separates, you know, the Cowboys defense. A lot of other teams have players like that, but I think what's unique about the Cowboys defense is that we have guys like Micah and D-Law because they're really great leaders and really great players on and off the field. So that's what separates, you know. Then you look at, you know, we have Diggs back. He's obviously, you know, the interception guy on our team. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing him play. Outside of that, you know, our other safeties or other corners are a little bit younger. But again, like you said, next minute mentality, I think they're going to follow suit when it comes behind guys like Diggs and Micah and D-Law.
All right, the NFC East, as I said. I mean, Philly and Dallas, and we got some people, and you know Annie Brown, who works on our on the Sports Overnight and part of our group. Her and her husband and the whole group are going. Who knows? You'll end up there as well. You should. Dallas and Philly, obviously they have a home and away, you know, two matchups. Can't wait. You know, the Commanders are interesting. Coach Quinn's got a great quarterback there. I think Daniels individually is going to give us something to get excited about. But the Giants are an unmitigated disaster, and that's going to start, and already has, sparked the Bill Belichick to the Giants talk. Former Patriot Julian Edelman said that that Belichick would find the job enticing. I'll agree with that. I say if the Giants open up, it's going to be Bill Belichick slam dunk. You can forget anywhere else, including Dallas, if McCarthy fails. So give me your take on this NFC East. We got two also Rams, and we got two that also have a good chance to find their way to New Orleans on February 9th, playing for a world championship in the Super Bowl. Let me hear this division.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eyes on the Commanders. I really believe in Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to have a great rookie season. And I know we shy away from rookies, but I don't know. As it stands right now, I might be higher up on Jaden Daniels than I am on Caleb Williams. That's just my personal hot take. But I'm keeping my eye on the Commanders. I think you're spot on when it comes to the Giants. It's going to be a rough season for them, but every team is bound to go through these growing pains, if you will. So I think this is going to be a figure it out, get it together, rebuild year for them. Obviously, we saw the Eagles in their week one opener. Not convinced out of Jalen Hurts' performance, if I'm being honest. I'm not sure he has what it takes. And I always tell people I'm the biggest optimistic Cowboys fan. And so when you look at Dak and you look at, you know, these quarterbacks that we do have in the NFC, I would probably bet my money on the Cowboys with them doing what they're supposed to do out of a team. And with Mike McCarthy calling the right calls, I would take them in that division.
Interesting. All right, let's stay in the state of Texas. Houston is going to host the Chicago Bears, and Caleb Williams is going to show up at NRG Stadium, and he's going to look across the way and say, ah, you're the guy. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State, he has set the bar for rookie quarterbacks in the here to now. There's no question about it. Does that put added pressure on Caleb Williams going in there Sunday night, NBC Sunday Night Football against Houston with Stroud, who orchestrated a season-opening win on the road at Indianapolis? Tell me about Stroud Williams, Texans Bears, Sunday night. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think it does put a little bit of pressure on Caleb going into this game. But there's a lot of expectation out of the Texans offense. I mean, everyone was saying in the offseason, like, y'all, watch out, watch out, watch out. Honestly, Texans might have more weapons than the Cowboys, you know, at this point when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, and notable players. I mean, you have Nico Collins, you have Tank Dell, now you have Diggs. It is scary. That team is very scary on paper. So I think this Bears and Texans matchup is going to be one of the more notable games of week two, on Sunday at 7 p.m., 7:20 kickoff. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I think I might choose the Texans winning that one over the Bears.
I like them, too. I do. I like this team. They're extremely well coached. It's just everything's coming together, and this Texans team, well, they might, you know, it's tough to go up against the star on the side of the helmets and the silver and blue of the Dallas Cowboys. Boy, the Texans have made inroads. Do you get any spillover into the Metroplex on the Texans? Or because they're so far away, it's like, yeah, you're in the same state, but you're not in the same class as us. We're the Dallas Cowboys. Give me the Dallas, you know, Houston. I don't know if it's a budding rivalry or not, but I'm interested to hear you shape up. Is there any discourse going back, back and forth between those two franchises and a perception of the Texans against the Cowboys? Let me ask you.
Oh, for sure. I have been waiting for years and years and years for the Texans and the Cowboys to do kind of what we do in college football when it comes to Texas, is have an annual game where the Texans and the Cowboys, you know, have a matchup for the state of Texas. Who's the better team? There's not this, like, budding rivalry that's like noticeable, but you'll know when you meet a Houstonian, if you will, and you know when you meet a Dallas native. The difference is uncanny, and I do think, you know, being born and raised right here in the Big D, always going to rep the Cowboys, picking the Cowboys every day, just because of the nature of what it comes with. But yeah, the Texans, they got a scary team this year for sure.
Well, I think the Cowboys are going to make a deep run in the postseason this year. I just feel it. They're going to get healthy at the right time. They're going to get people in that secondary, you know, I think, squared away. And then you've got the Texas Longhorns, who are, you know, they're going to play the Roadrunners from UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio. We won't worry about that game. You know, Giovanna, you're going to have a heck of a December, January, and February. If this all pans out and Dallas makes a run and Texas does what a lot of people think they do in the new 12-team playoff, man, is football going to be huge for this year. Are you bracing for it, or are you expecting maybe the bottom to fall out?
I'm bracing for it. I think, like you said, the Longhorns, they are postseason playoff contenders, especially behind head coach Steve Sarkisian. I think he has this team figured out. And like he said, if you asked me about the game that they're playing this week, I was just going to be like, it's a wrap. Leave it out there, period, point blank. But it's going to be an exciting like postseason for Texas football in general. And I am bracing for it because I have, you know, I have faith in all of these teams on a college level and a professional level going into the postseason.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – it's fascinating. And I'm so glad we have you and other people down there with your eye on it and will be at games and does her homework and really does an outstanding job. So we look forward to it. I want to go back to what you said about the Commanders. I agree. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a great player. I think he'll be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. But I see it like a 7-10 season. So if the Commanders win 7 or 8 games, I think that's success, but other people think not. We only got a minute or two left. What do you forecast for the Commanders? You've said you expect Daniels to be a, you know, a pretty steady rookie. How does that spill over to the team, the Commanders on the whole?
I think the Commanders in general just want to have a positive year. So even if they don't finish like in the postseason or whatever, I think just by having a positive year behind a Rookie of the Year quarterback, or just even behind a player that's lifting the team up, that's a win for the Commanders at this point. So when you look at it from that standpoint, if they just, you know, get out there, win, and have a positive season, that is more than I think the Commanders could ask for in this moment. And if we're doing really good, hey, let's go for the NFC East. Let's, you know, try to beat out some teams, which I don't think is going to happen. But I think it's going to definitely boost the morale of that Commanders team behind Jaden Daniels.
Are you going to get to a game this weekend, or are you going to lay low and just watch them on TV? 10 seconds.
Oh, you know. Red zone all the way. Red zone all the way. Lay low at the house. Good. On the couch, watching every single game possible.
There you go. Giovanna, thank you. We love having you. Giovanna Scroggins, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs. We will close with this. A big fat thank you. Giovanna, have a good weekend.
All right. Catch you later, Marty.
You got it. Giovanna Scroggins, she does outstanding work for us, and she is in Dallas-Fort Worth here. We come back here. It is Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. We'll go inside the numbers, and we'll tube talk, see what everybody's streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. Don't go away. Keep it right here on Byline.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right, let's go inside the numbers, and I am not going to be a defector to America's pastime baseball. Yankees are going to win the East, Guardians the Central, Astros West in the American League. Orioles are in great shape in the wild card. The Orioles are going to get in. The Royals are up a game and a half. The Twins, and now the streaking Tigers, the Twins have a 3.5 game lead. I mean, it'd be a lot to say the Twins. It would take a lot for the Twins to blow it, but the Tigers are live. We'll keep an eye on them. They got an early lead tonight. Over in the National League, pretty simple. Philly's going to win their division, right? I mean, foregone conclusion. Brewers are home free, and the Dodgers would have to completely collapse. They're taking on the Dodgers are taking on the Braves, and the Braves are in a wild card fight of their life. Back to the wild card National League. You've got the D-backs. They're up 2. Padres, 1.5. Mets are up 1 game over the Braves. Mets in Philly this weekend. Braves, Dodgers in Atlanta. The Cubs and Cardinals are just about out of it, 5 and 6 back, respectively. Forget the divisions, folks. It is wild card action in baseball. And I really, I mean, my East Coast rearing its perhaps ugly head, but I want to see the Mets in the postseason. Lindor has had an amazing year. Peterson is very, very good. I mean, he's their ace. I just like the team. You know, a lot of people don't like Steve Cohen. He bought the team, and, you know, he had all sorts of problems with the stocks and the Security Exchange Commissioners, or the commission, rather. Insider trading, I could care less. You know what? He's got a great baseball team. He's not afraid to spend money. City Field is epic. You know, would I sign up for Yankees Mets right now? I probably would. But I think the Dodgers are going to be interesting. We saw them get absolutely obliterated by the Diamondbacks a year ago. And I don't know. This Kansas City Royal team, nobody wants any part of them. And trust me, nobody wants to play the Mets in the postseason. Daniel Ogden, you are outstanding. Thank you to Zaid Hussein. I want to thank Giovanna Scroggins. I am Marty Terrell. This is Sports Weekend. We are Sports Byline. And by the way, I've got some thoughts on Iowa State's Matt Campbell
check out my blog at sportsovernightamerica.net or sportsovernight.net. You can get right there. Adios. Make it a great weekend. We'll catch you Saturday and Sunday. Adios.